哎呀，
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. So, everyone here is happy? Anyone unhappy? Yes? Unhappy. Don't be unhappy here. Not allowed. Srila Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Srila Prabhupada said, how do you say that? Sulanga Hare Krishna and be happy. So that's the Guru's order. You're not allowed to be unhappy. You all come here to be happy, is it not? Everyone does everything to be happy, is it not? Even when someone is cleaning the sewers or working in a factory, they're doing it to be happy. Factory, everyone understands. Yeah, horrible. Horrible. Then why are they going there if they want to be happy? Why does anyone go to a factory if they want to be happy? Just like now, it's the holiday season in Europe. And no one thinks, oh, for my holiday, I'll go and work in a factory. No one thinks like that. So, people work in a factory. How does that make them happy? It's called money. Money, not money also means a pearl, right? Not that.
Not money.
Euros. Swiss francs, sorry. Francs. What is it called? Dhanam. Dhanam. Dhanam also means something you exchange. That's the Sanskrit derivation. In Sanskrit, in Tamil also. Yeah. Vinimayam. It's in Sanskrit and also. Exchange. So the idea is that by getting money you can pay the bills. And if you have something left over, which in Switzerland everyone does, then you can have cars and internet and all this kind of thing, and you'll be happy. Right? That's it. That's how everyone lives their life, isn't it? Get some money, be happy. And but the kind of happiness that you come to the temple for, that's different kind of happiness altogether.
Okay.
Of course, many people, they come to the temple thinking, I can get a blessing from God to get more money. The two most popular temples in India are Tirupati Balaji and Shirdi Sai Baba. Most popular. Yeah. And most people go because they think, if I go there, I'll get some good blessing. And especially at Tirupati, it's a good investment. If you put money, you get more back by Balaji's blessing. It works. But really, we should come to the temple for bhakti. There are different reasons people come. Basically, we want to be happy. We feel happy by doing kirtan, by mixing with our friends who come every week. So it makes festivals. Yesterday there was Rath Yatra in Bern. How many of you were there? You were there, you from Bern. Some of you. I was in Rath. I was asked to. There was some idea I should come. I was in Rath Yatra in Zagreb, in Croatia. So we feel nice when we do bhakti, isn't it? So, what is the essence of bhakti? Well, who can say? Devotional service, but that's... To say devotional service is another way of saying bhakti. But what's the essence of bhakti? Prema. Oh, you have to translate that. Yeah, that's another answer, prema. But that's another way of saying bhakti. So we still didn't get the answer. Being happy, all right. Relationship. Jnanam. So different suggestions. Not, I'm looking for a different answer. Yeah. The answer I'm looking for is Krishnarthe Kila Cheshta. We should do everything for Krishna's happiness. Yeah. As long as if we think I'm doing bhakti and I feel happy by doing bhakti, that's okay, that's good. But the essence of bhakti and prema is to do everything for Krishna's satisfaction. Now that's a completely different outlook. If we come to the temple and ask Krishna, you help my life to be happy and peaceful, that's bhakti at some level. But that's also material. Because we want something from Krishna to be happy in this world. So that is the difference between mundane religion and real spiritual life. Spiritual life means to act on the spiritual platform. The spiritual platform means to understand Jivesurupoi Krishna Nityadas. I am an eternal servant of Krishna. I don't belong in this material world. So someone had suggested bhakti means jnanam. So this jnanam, this knowledge is required. When we understand that nothing in this material world is ultimately of any value. Everything is temporary. Everything is ultimately miserable. This is the knowledge we get from Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. This material world is dukhalayam ashashvatam, miserable, and everything here is temporary. There's no sound coming from here. It means I'm holding this up for nothing. That's material life. Before they shave in, working uselessly. So what's going on? Hare Krishna. Still not working. Oh well, it looks good. Illa, nothing that. Yeah, that you'll get. Okay, but anyway, the main thing is the Tamil translation. The main thing is the translation. Because anyway, most people don't follow English much. Yeah, you have a good strong voice. Krishna's given you. I used to have a good strong voice, but now I don't. Oh! Now I have a good strong voice. Artificial. Okay, so this material world is miserable and temporary. And we can smile as we say it. We can smile as we say it. Because by the grace of Krishna, we have come to the spiritual platform. The spiritual platform is Sat Chit Ananda, eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Anandamayama. Yeah. And Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. You've all heard these terms.
Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram
means truth, auspiciousness, and beauty. That spiritual platform is Jivesurupoi Krishna Nityadas. That is the platform of identifying ourselves as a servant of Krishna. Now the factory worker is also a servant of the factory boss.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is a servant. The factory boss has to follow the rules and regulations of the country. And everyone is under the control of the laws of material nature. Someone may think, I'm a great controller, I'm in charge, I'm the boss. But the big strong man of today is in a coffin tomorrow or after a few days. Or in this country, mostly cremations, I would think. So it's a great illusion to think that I am in charge. We actually become happy when we come to the spiritual platform of doing everything for Krishna's pleasure. That may mean that we may do some things that we don't like to do. Just like in Krishna consciousness, we rise early in the morning. Most people in Switzerland don't like to rise by 4 o'clock in the morning. But devotees of Krishna, they rise very early in the morning. So if we tell people this, they might not like it. They think, I don't want to do that, I don't get up early in the morning. But actually, when we get a taste of in Krishna bhakti, then we like to rise early in the morning. When I first went to a Krishna temple in this life in 1975, that's half a sentence. Shall I go on with the whole sentence? Okay, when I first went to a Krishna temple in London in 1975, I understood how this is actual spiritual life. I wasn't planning to stay overnight, but because of sudden snowfall, I was forced to. And though I wasn't prepared for it, I was got up at 4 o'clock, a little bit before 4 o'clock in the morning. Which I'd never heard of anyone getting up that early before. And then taking a freezing cold shower, which I never even heard of, let alone do. And then I went to the temple and I saw everyone is singing and dancing. And they're very happy. Then I understood, this is real spiritual life. Because there's no material happiness in rising early in the morning. And there's no material happiness in taking a cold shower at any time. I mean, when it's that cold. When we say cold shower, I mean cold. But these devotees are doing it voluntarily and they're very happily doing it. And it's all for the glorification of God. I didn't know anything, hardly Krishna or any such thing, but I understood it's all for the glorification of God. So the whole principle of bhakti is to act for the pleasure of Krishna. And that, in many cases, might go against our ideas of what is my own happiness. Because we have this idea that if my body and my mind are satisfied, then I am satisfied. But when we learn, this is jnanam again, that I'm not this body, I'm not this mind, I'm an eternal spirit soul. I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. Therefore, if I serve Krishna, that will be my actual happiness. Even if it might seem that I won't become happy by serving Krishna, actually I will become happy. That is called Atmanivedam, completely giving ourselves to Krishna, Sharanagati. Atmanivedana tu apade kore hoino paramashuki dukha dure gelo chintana rahilo chodike ananda deki. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings in this way. Having surrendered, offered myself, given myself in your service, I've become supremely happy. In your service here means Krishna's service. All distress has gone far away. I have no more anxiety. And all around I see only happiness. So this is the best reason to come to the temple. We may have various pious motivations for doing so. But the best motivation is so that I can advance more and more in bhakti. To imbibe this spirit of being a surrendered devotee of Krishna. Or to put it simply, to advance in Krishna consciousness. A simple principle of advancement in Krishna consciousness, we need advanced association. Krishna bhakti janma mool hoy sadhu sangha. Krishna bhakti janme teho punar mukha anga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the very root or which gives rise to Krishna bhakti is sadhu sangha, association with devotees.
சைத்தன்ய மகாபிரபு கூறுகிறார், அந்த கிருஷ்ண பக்தியிலே நாங்கள் வந்து மேலே மேலே வருவதற்குரிய அந்த வேர் வேர் வந்து சாது தங்கம், அதாவது பக்தர்களுடனான தங்கம்.
Yeah, whoever has the phones off, please. Yeah, everyone please put off their phone. If you can't put it off, just throw it out the window. Oops. Throw it out the window and leave it there. Life's better without cell phones. I don't have one. I never had one. How can you live without a cell phone? It's not possible. Well, it is possible. Anyway, so the root of bhakti is sadhu sangha, and even when one is awakened in Krishna consciousness, then still that association with devotees is most important. So we need advanced association, which means that association which will help us to come up. When we think of advanced association, maybe we think of some super, mega, maha bhagavat like this. That kind of association is very rare in this world. But at least we can find, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, there are so many devotees in the world who are very serious about practicing Krishna consciousness. Whose lives are dedicated to advancing in Krishna consciousness.
Hare Krishna.
And whose lives are dedicated to helping others become Krishna conscious. So devotees like Srila Prabhupada are very rare. But if one follows those who seriously follow Srila Prabhupada, they can also become advanced. So that should be our goal. If we really want our own best benefit, our goal should be to become advanced in Krishna consciousness. Many of you are coming here week after week, year after year. Some of you have been coming since as long as you can remember, who was born in this country, and their parents have been bringing them. Now they're young adults, they're still coming. We should come and we should take advantage to advance in Krishna consciousness. Those who are serious about advancing Krishna consciousness, they should minimally come to the level of initiation into Krishna consciousness.
இருப்பவர்கள் ஆக குறைந்தது கிருஷ்ண பக்தியிலே தீர்த்தியை பெறும் அளவுக்கு அவர்கள் பெற வேண்டும்.
Because if one is serious about advancing Krishna consciousness, there are certain practices that one has to follow. Minimally, those who are serious about advancing Krishna consciousness, they should minimally chant 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra every day. And follow certain principles. No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. And actually there are many other principles which initiated devotees should follow. On the principle of Krishna Tekila Cheshta, that this I'm giving as the essence of Krishna consciousness, to do everything for Krishna's pleasure. So if we're serious about acting as Krishna's servant, then we won't want to watch all nonsense things on TV, for instance. There must be some good words for nonsense in Tamil, huh? There are so many nonsense Tamil films. What's that actor's name? I can't remember. Rajinikanth. Yeah. King of nonsense. Yeah, so we're more interested in Krishna than Rajinikanth. That's a good sign you're making some advancement. Just now the Olympic Games began in Brazil. I guess that must be on TV live, huh? Is it going on now? Yeah. So you're not interested in that. You all came here. I hope you're not interested in it. TV, internet, now you can watch it on the internet also. But you came here because you're more interested in Krishna than people imitating animals by running and jumping and throwing things. Just like who's the fastest runner in the world? There's one animal called a cheetah, it's a kind of cat. They can run more than 100 kilometers an hour fast. So you give the gold medal to them. Oh, you see these men picking up the weights. Not me, that's for sure. Gold medal, jai! Ramba kashtam. They have to exercise, practice for weeks and months and years. Following very strict routine to lift these huge weights. You can just bring any baby elephant, can lift it very easily. So in their next life, what happens? They like to lift weights. They become a yani. Yani is called an elephant. So devotees aren't interested in all this nonsense. From Srila Prabhupada we learned the definition of nonsense. It's an English word, but we heard it many times from Srila Prabhupada. Nonsense means everything in this world. Everything that is not Krishnarthe Kila Cheshta, everything that is done not for the satisfaction of Krishna is nonsense. It makes no sense to act in any other way than for the pleasure of Krishna. Because by acting in any other way than for the pleasure of Krishna, we simply commit ourselves to repeated birth and death. This is Jnanam. Who said Jnanam for bhakti? Someone. This lady had given. Yeah. Sita Amma. Okay. So with this conviction, devotees, they take to Krishna consciousness very seriously. At the time of initiation, devotees vow to chant 16 rounds minimum of the Maha Mantra and follow these four principles. But the essence of initiation is this Atma Nivedan, offering our life, giving our life in the service of Krishna. And the initiation is the connection with Krishna. And the commitment that now I'm going to do this. I've given my word, now my life is meant for Krishna's pleasure. This may be done in householder life also. Just like there are several initiated devotees present now who are householders. Yeah, okay, put your hand up. Not me. I can't give an example in this case. Usually. Yeah. You're also. Yeah. So by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, one can live in this world, family life, and make tangible spiritual progress also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's karunayinale, oruvar indha ulagathile kudumbatharaga vaazhndhaal kooda, mikavum nalla murayile Krishna bhaktiyile munnetram adaiyalam. But actually, all of you should all come to this level of giving your life to Krishna. You're coming, you like Krishna bhakti, that's why you're coming. But you have to go further, go right into Krishna's house. Don't stand outside. Come inside. That means giving our life to Krishna. by committing our life in service to Krishna. In family life also, that one lives, one does his job, this, all the things, but the center of the family is Krishna Bhakti. Don't get stuck on some. You've come up. Don't get stuck on the lower level of the ladder. You are already the most advanced spiritualists in Zurich. The very fact that you're coming here means that you're definitely more advanced than people who are sitting at home watching the Olympic Games. And you're more advanced than even people who go to church. Do many people go to church on Sundays here in Zurich? I can't pronounce it. Zurich, I'll say it in English style. You can't pronounce it either. Does anyone know? Many go. Probably there are more Sri Lankans in the church than Swiss people, is it? Probably? Yeah, I can guess. Swiss people, they don't go. Yeah. But you're more advanced than them. Why? They're also praying to God. But they don't have jnanam. Sita Mata says we should have jnanam. They don't know who is God and how He can be pleased. And unfortunately, due to this lack of jnanam, they continue with sinful activities such as eating meat and drinking alcohol. And even there must be many Hindu groups in Zurich also. But actual jnanam is to know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the fact that you are all coming here means that you are on a spiritual level above all others in this city. But everyone should come up higher, higher and higher. We should prepare ourselves that when we die, we go to Krishna. Everyone has to die, obviously. Nityaman, for sure, guaranteed. It's not exactly the same as obvious, maybe. But anyway, it's good enough. It's good enough. What happens next? By taking advantage of the association and the teachings here, we can make tangible progress week after week, day after day, moment after moment.
Here, ஆன்மீகத்திலே வந்து எவ்வளவோ நிறைய முன்னேற்றங்களை அடைவீர்கள்.
We can go to the spiritual world with Krishna.
நாங்கள் வந்து ஆன்மீக உலகத்திலே அங்கே ஆன்மீக உலகத்துக்கு கிருஷ்ணனோட சேர்ந்து செல்லலாம்.
You can see this very nice painting here. You can go to the spiritual world and Krishna will embrace you. Otherwise we're remaining in the embrace of Maya. And 8,400,000 species of life. So everyone should think, how can I advance more and more in Krishna consciousness? We should commit ourselves to that if we're actually intelligent. Commitment means we should at least come to the level of initiation. Of course, initiation doesn't, that's only one step. We have to go on dedicating ourselves more and more. And as we do so, we find we become more and more happy, even in this life. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukam kartamavyayam. As Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, we can directly experience this. This is the best dharma. It is full of bliss. So there are devotees here in this temple who can guide you. And householder devotees connected with this temple who can guide you. How by following the principles of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, we can make more and more advancement in Krishna consciousness. So take advantage of this saintly association. Pure association. These devotees who have made Krishna the center of their life, whether they're brahmacharis or sannyasis or grihasthas, they're all very pure souls. When I say take advantage of their association, it doesn't mean just to come and be here, but one should be eager to learn. We can inquire, what do I have to do to make more and more advancement? What service can I perform? Bhakti means service. And they will tell us, chanting the holy names regularly, daily, this is essential. How to advance in chanting? Because it's not just a matter of chanting, but it's a matter of focusing the mind on the sound of the name of Krishna. Yeah, and so many thoughts may come in the mind, so those who are experienced can help us so that we can improve our chanting. Definitely, to advance in Krishna consciousness, we shall have to regularly study Srila Prabhupada's books. You should all have a full set of Srila Prabhupada's books in your home. And instead of watching that nonsense TV, you can read Srila Prabhupada's books and have kirtan. And then if questions will arise, then you can ask the devotees when you come to the temple, or by phone or whatever. It's very easy to advance in Krishna consciousness. Our life becomes full of joy as we do so. So please make the resolution to do so. Sankalpam. And in this way, we can fulfill Srila Prabhupada's order to chant Hare Krishna and be happy. When we chant Hare Krishna, we feel happy. But the more we give ourselves to Krishna, our heart, our mind, our words, our activities, the more Krishna reciprocates. And we become filled with a happiness that is not imaginable by people who are on the material platform. Nor is it imaginable by people who are even on the pious platform of coming to the temple and feeling nice and pious by doing so. So don't be afraid. Sometimes when we talk like this, people become afraid. I have to give up my this, I have to give up that, and I'll change. We become afraid. If I change, then we become very afraid of it. But change is required. We should change from rotating in the cycle of birth and death, make this change to go to Krishna. Yeah, and those devotees who have made that change, they will help you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any questions about today's talk? Okay. You want to repeat that in Tamil so everyone can hear. Actually, that's maybe not in Sri Lanka, but that's an old tradition in India that prasadam is sold in certain temples. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's described that in Puri, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there 500 years ago, there were regular merchants selling prasadam. I just mentioned the two most popular temples in India. Number three is Nathdwara, where that prasad, like Puri prasad, is famous all over the world. Prasad is also sold there. Who's been to Sri Rangam, the biggest functioning Vishnu temple in the world, in Tamil Nadu? I've also been. So it's a standard. You all bought prasadam there? That's run by the most respectable Sri Vaishnava Iyengar Brahmins. So generally in temples which serve a relatively small community, prasadam is just given. But where in temples where there are many, many pilgrims, then it's little bit is given and some is also sold at a nominal rate. So it's not a dharma to sell prasadam. Anything else? You may not be accustomed to that, but it's a long standing accepted practice in many of the most respected established temples. Okay, well, there's prasad to distribute here, and I think when it's not being charged for, we can give them free. If someone wanted to, anyway. About my books, yeah, that's a good idea. You can tell them something about that. Yeah. Okay, I can say, for the English books, I'll just say, because anyway, those who read English, they understand English also. Some of my books are especially for committed devotees, those already seriously practicing Krishna consciousness. This is one of them called Mothers and Masters. It's about Srila Prabhupada's desire to institute Varnashram Dharma via ISKCON, and particularly discusses the traditional role of women in Vaishnava and Vedic society as compared to the modern idea about gender roles. This is called On Speaking Strongly in Srila Prabhupada's Service, how following Srila Prabhupada's example, we can speak clearly, strongly, and present the absolute truth, which is Krishna consciousness. Glimpses of traditional Indian life. Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish rural Vaishnav communities, and this book, by telling, by describing that, gives a description of how life was lived in India up until very recently in a very simple and religious way. And actually in Sri Lanka, it's still like that in many places. I regularly go to Sri Lanka. In fact, I'm going there next month, scheduled to go there for preaching Krishna consciousness. Jai Srila Prabhupada. If you want to increase your appreciation of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, this book should help. It's also my memories of Srila Prabhupada, because so many devotees ask, well, did you see Srila Prabhupada? Did you speak with him? So I wrote a book. If you want, you can read the book. These are two biographies of great devotees of the past. Bhaktisiddhanta Babaji, what can be said about him? It's very unique, and Rasikana, those who want to preach Krishna consciousness, they can get inspiration from the life of Rasikananda. Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness, if you don't have this book and you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, please take it, all practical direction. A Message to the Youth of India, it's good for Sri Lankan youth also. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should all know about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there's a book about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some of these books are in Tamil also. Yeah, for those who want to practice seriously, this is Brahmacharya in Krishna Consciousness. It's good for grihasthas also, because it's about practicing seriously. And Ramayana, I didn't say Lekamala. Ramayana, good for you, good for your children. Simple language and lot of bliss. Yeah. On Pilgrimage in Holy India, I mentioned Nathdwara, that's the first. And Sri Rangam, there's description of many holy places in India. And some of my, this is especially for my disciples, the selections from my letters and other writings. And I also brought one book for practicing devotees by godbrother of mine, Purna Chandra Goswami. It's called Unspoken Obstacles on the Path to Bhakti. So, and here's, if you've read all of Srila Prabhupada's books, which I hope at least some of you have done, then you could also read this Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhava, which is the teachings and the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada's guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Srila Prabhupada's guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur,
Yeah, some of these books are available in Tamil.
There's
two, three books, but we don't actually four, but we don't have them all here. Only two of them. If you're coming here regularly and you don't have a full set of Srila Prabhupada's books in your home, then definitely you should get one, right? That's for all you local devotees to go and meet all the regular visitors and ask them, do you have a full set? And then inspire them, harass them, do whatever is required, by hook or by crook. All right, please move this over.